Hello, my name is Alice, and today I will be talking to you about an agent of change named Stella Bowles. An agent of change is a person who has made a change. She was born in Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, and she saved the infested Lahave River and made it into a clean river when she was only 11 in 2017. How, you may ask? She takes the garbage out and recycles it. If it is not recyclable, she will use it to make things or sell them. She did this because, unlike others, she cared a lot about the environment. After she learned about straight pipes, had a project on them, and even more after she heard that there was one right under her house and about 10 in the river she lives next to.
She likes winter sports like hockey. She also likes sailing and swimming. Boats all involve water, and there's a river right beside her house.
But it is infested with bacteria, so she will get sick if she swims in it, or sails, or skates. She stopped 600 straight pipes from being built, and straight pipes will be banned completely in 2023. She got $15,700,000 to help support the rivers and started to do this nationwide. The Lahave River was polluted with raw sewage and straight pipes. She also planted more than 100 seeds. She met all three levels of the government for her good deed. Straight pipes come straight from toilets and are illegal. But there are still hundreds of straight pipes in Canada, and more in other countries. A lot of people disagreed, but she convinced those people. And yet 18 people are still helping in Wolfville, Nova Scotia. You could often get sick from the pollution. She not only helped herself, but her friends and neighbors. She got to go to ESSYI in New York. The Lahave River was infested with faecal bacteria, which is facultatively anaerobic, and other germs and viruses. She goes school to school to tell kids about pollution. She got first place in Young Hero Eco Awards. She wrote a book called Cleaning Up the Lahave River. Her story can help encourage other people to ask questions and be proactive in other environmental changes. She is showing other people how to clean bodies of water that are contaminated. She met the Blue Nose Coastal Action Foundation and they raised money for her. Nowadays, you can swim and play sports in the Lahave River. People in Bridgewater Elementary School helped and raised money for Stella Bowles as well. She said, "Hopefully my generation will be able to swim safely in the Lahave River." She is too young to vote, but she's already making changes. She won the Conservation Medal in Quebec for her good deed. A lifeguard near the Lahave River once smelled oil and thought there could be a leak in the storm drain. I hope you learned more about Stella Bowles, and thank you for listening.